Now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. In 2001, Ivory Coast native Nimbin Albert Ouattara came to the U.S. on a prestigious Fulbright scholarship to study history. At Georgia State, advisors suggested his first name would be hard to pronounce, and so they made his middle name Albert his first name on school records. And then 9/11 happened, and that simple name change ended up complicating Nimbin's life more than anyone had predicted.
When 9/11 happened and the U.S. discovered that it was done by students, they started checking the records of every student. And so obviously they checked mine and saw that I got the Fulbright as a Nimbin Albert Ouattara, but I am not at Georgia State. So they put a no-show. That is, this person did not show up. And I didn't know anything. And so one day I was driving, it was a Memorial Day weekend. A police guy stopped me, routine check. And he went back in his car. Like, I didn't even suspect anything until he came out. And he asked me, have I been going to school? I say, yeah. And she said, no, that the records show that I have not showed up. I said, what? And the guy said, well, I'm sorry, but I have to arrest you because the U.S. says they have not seen a trace of you at Georgia State. I said, what? And I went to jail, like DeKalb County Jail. I was like, what? What is this? Like, I've never been in jail in my country, and I've never even been close to anyone in jail. So to be in jail, like, they put you all in one room. And we were all in chains. And after that, they assigned us to a cell. It was so terrifying. And about 2 p.m. or something, a friend came in and bailed me out. Everybody was so sorry. Georgia State was extremely helpful. They gave me a lawyer to go to court. The charges were dismissed. As a historian, you go back and you put things in context. And it just unfortunately happened that 9/11 was conducted by students. Yeah. And so there's no way, as a student, you're not going to share some of this suspicion. It was necessary, you know, to even protect us. And then I have a personal reaction to it. The emotions that I felt, they chained us one to the other. You know, as a black person from Ivory Coast and a historian knowing about slavery, it was my moment to live what slavery would have been. The trauma, and I've had nightmares. So I would say it came to me as like, wow, if this was just half a day, what would have slavery been like for someone to have their whole lifetime? In court, the judge asked me, well, now that we've taken you to jail, what do you think about us?
About the United States?
Yeah, about the United States. And I said, well, Your Honor, my thinking has not changed. The same country that took me to jail is the same country that changed my life with the Fulbright program. I do not have any single regret coming to the United States, not even going to jail.